Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you. We're a bunch of backward hat guys right now. It's Friday, man.
Friday!
Do you still have your alarm set on Saturday and Sunday?
No.
So what, sleeping in for you is like 7:30?
Oh, God, no, 5.
You're still up early? Yeah. You just keep the same routine?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Might as well.
And then you're eating lunch at like 10. Like,
that is interesting. I do want to bring that up because obviously working in the restaurant industry, I'd always be like, who the hell gets here at 10:45 waiting for the doors open? I'm like, doing the show a couple of times, you get up at like 4 o'clock and all of a sudden you get to 10, you're like, well, I could crush a huge Jersey Mike sub right now, or I go get like a late breakfast because I'm starving.
You're starving. Yeah. No, it's
so my bad. Yeah. I apologize.
So that's the thing. Yeah. I'm up at 5 and, you know, I sleep 8 hours and I'm done. I got to get out of bed. The body starts to like, all right, get out.
Yeah. It wakes
up. Go do something. So you go outside and you walk for 2 hours. By the time you get home, the family's up, you know?
Is it more painful or does it feel better in this situation? Then we'll get back into sports. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
When you painfully wake up a minute before your alarm goes off, or is the feeling overwhelming more when you wake up thinking it's like 4 a.m., but really it's only like 1:35?
The more painful thing is waking up a couple of minutes before the alarm.
Brutal.
Like, you know, like
so
my alarm goes off at 3:45, okay? And so, like, when you roll over and it's 3:20, you're like, because you can go, oh, I still got 25 minutes, right?
Right.
And that's not good. You don't feel great when you wake up after that, right? You should get out of bed at the 3:20 mark, right?
It's harder to wake up to once
is,
you take that 25.
Yeah. So like last night, I don't know, I went to bed early. I think I went to bed around 8 last night. Woke up, felt great, got out of bed, right? I'm like, all right, beat the alarm, 9:45.
No doubt, dude.
Oh, no.
We got 5 more hours.
I was like... Is 9:45? That's it. Like what the heck? How? I said I feel great. I'm ready to go. 9:40. All right, go back to bed. 9:45 there. So anyway, So I think it's more painful for you to wake up like 20 minutes early and then try to go back to sleep. Yeah, just get up and go.
Well, boys, you guys are football nuts, football sommeliers. The quarterback rankings came out on U Stadium. I don't know. Sure.
Yeah.
U Stadium. So take that into account.
All right.
They ranked, and with ESPN execs, scouts, coaches, top 10 in every position. Today, boys, it's cornerbacks. Number one, Patrick Surtain, the second.
Do you think he gets traded?
Out of Denver? I thought if he was, it was going to be last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, I think he will this season.
They got their future quarterback, Bo Nix.
Yeah, they're ready to roll.
Mac and Drew think he's going to be the rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Ward.
No,
They believe.
They believe. I like Bo Nix. I don't have a problem with him.
Yeah.
He's an adult.
He has been for 5 years.
I know. And if I'm not mistaken, Bo Nix got like Whataburger up to Oregon for his teammates and had like the Whataburger truck come up there or something like that. Right. So he's taking care of others.
Somebody else already did that. But I do like that sort of comment. Denzel Ward, number two. Sauce Gardner, number three, who I thought was the unanimous number one.
I think he's low on this
list,
right?
Disrespect to the sauce. Legarius Sneed, your boy, number four. Jalen Ramsey, number five. And local kid, Trent McDuffie, number 6.
Trent's very low on this list as well. I'm surprised Jalen Ramsey's still this high on this. I feel like Jalen Ramsey's been in the league 100 years now.
He's
right?
way too high, like, man.
I think so, too. I think Trent McDuffie's too low on this list. I think Trent McDuffie's one of the top, I don't know, 3 cornerbacks probably in the NFL right now. I know the Chiefs feel that way. Like, that's a guy that they kind of have in that coveted category. Like, they want him to be really involved here in Kansas City and be part of the community and sign him to a long-term deal. Like, he's the next guy that they truly covet, and I think is going to be one of those guys that's in that same category as Kelsey and Mahomes and Chris Jones, like kind of the next new face, if you will, when we start graduating players to, you know, retirement. So I think he's a little bit low on that list, and I'm going to be interested to see what L'Jarius Sneed does this year. Like, how good is L'Jarius Sneed? Because he was opposite of Trent McDuffie. And as we know, Trent McDuffie just shuts down the opposition. And so how good is L'Jarius Sneed going to be this year now that he doesn't have Trent McDuffie on the other side of him? That's going to be the interesting one for me. But you mentioned as well, you know, Tre'Davious Ward being an honorable mention. This is a cornerback factory here in Kansas City. And that's why L'Jarius Sneed is expendable. There's the next up and the next guy's ready to go. Who that is, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's been quite impressive to see, like, where Veach has found these guys and where you see all this stuff sort of happen. Like, you mentioned Tre'Davious Ward. They draft L'Jarius Sneed in the 4th round out of Louisiana Tech. Here comes L'Jarius Sneed. Used to be a slot guy. This year, Spags, probably the best defensive coordinator in football.
Yeah.
I'll hold that bias hill all day. You look at what L'Jarius Sneed turned into. And then everybody goes, what do we get back for him? Remember where you got him and what you can still find.
Right.
And then you see Trent McDuffie, obviously a high pick in the draft a couple years ago. But what was his intentions when he drafted Trent McDuffie? We're probably not going to sign this L'Jarius Sneed kid because we're watching the development in front of our eyes. It sucks to see your own go, and you have to have those conversations. Like you just mentioned, we're going to see how good L'Jarius Sneed is without Trent McDuffie. We're also going to see how good Trent McDuffie is without L'Jarius Sneed.
Right.
And I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be fine. And I thought the thing that was interesting about this list is that I thought it was unanimous that Sauce Gardner was 1, Surtain was 2, and McDuffie was 3. To see this kind of come out in scouts, execs, and everything based off last year's stats, to have McDuffie that low I think is fine because – I'm no stranger to the streets of what players do. They're on their phones as much as we are. They see tweets. They see things. Let this be a fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
Because one thing that I've always loved about Trent McDuffie is the guy leads with a silent sword. Like, the play against Tyreek Hill, the first off, the coincidence and the irony and all of that, that this guy was traded for
essentially
this pick
for,
punked your ass in Germany, and then L'Jarius Sneed did the same thing. So maybe that's fine. I mean, I know that there's a lot of high praise locally because this is the team that we cover, this is the team that we put all our attention to, and we know what Trent McDuffie is. Maybe the league doesn't quite know yet who Trent McDuffie is, and maybe we do this next year. We're talking about Trent McDuffie, Sauce Gardner, and Surtain as your solidified top 3 corners in football because of what they do on the field. And look, a lot of people say, well, Trent McDuffie does get a lot of interceptions. Well, guess what? People don't throw the ball his way.
That's the thing. Like this is why I hate the over-statification of professional sports and where we are right now is because everybody wants it to be a black and white number, and everybody wants it to be something that it's tangible. Well, how many balls are thrown towards Trent McDuffie, right? How many balls are caught over Trent McDuffie, right? There aren't many. He does not give up plays. And the other thing about him, too, he's not afraid to come up to the line of scrimmage and stop the run. He's not afraid to come up there and blitz the quarterback. He's not afraid to do all of those other things, just like L'Jarius Sneed was. He's the perfect cornerback, and I'm excited to watch this kid grow. I think he's going to have a big year. And if he goes out, Dusty, and has the year that I think he is going to have, I think you'll be right. I think he will be in that top 3 next year with Sauce Gardner and with Patrick Surtain, you know, the second. So I think one more year now that, you know, L'Jarius Sneed is gone is going to accentuate Trent McDuffie even more. And I think at the end of the season, everybody's going to be talking about him potentially being an all-pro too in the NFL. And as we know, that's better than the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. And the thing that's crazy about this whole thing is that when you look at which is probably kind of the first time as we piggyback this conversation to this as well, is that you look in the past, like the questions that were always asked, which is different where like it's good to be this team right now, because before it was always like, well, what are they going to do at DN? What are they going to do at, you know, the Chris Jones situation? The defense seems to always be the number one question going into camp. I don't feel like there's a lot of defensive questions going into this camp. No. And you did lose guys like Willie Gay, and you lost guys like
I hate losing Willie Gay. Like,
fun guy,
first of all.
Clean said he's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, on and off.
Just a tremendous dude. Yeah. But a really good football player. Right. Really good football player.
Yeah, and you know, you lose guys like Jerry Sneed, and the thing isn't it coming into this season. I know that they've drafted some corners that a lot of people are excited about, and there's guys in the second year that people... But the fact that you now have that trust and that built in that defense, and now the number one questions going into camp are offense, right? It's
right.
Left tackle. What's receiver room look like? It looks like it's heavily elevated from last year. And that's the best thing about this team is that when you look at the combined stuff that goes into this next season, you look at the question marks, there is no real true question marks on the defense.
There are not.
There are what can they do to upgrade where they already are, which was top three defense last year, because God help the league if George Karlaftis does become somewhat of a shade of Max Crosby.
What do you mean? The guy has 10 and a half sacks and nobody recognizes him.
Please keep that.
Keep that way, right?
I'm all about being incognito. Not Richie, but just the actual term incognito.
Richie.
That guy wanted his dad's head.
I mean, Richie, I covered him in St. Louis when I was
there.
Oh, my God. I think he did something to the fans, like double birded the fans
and
told them to F off or something like that. I'm like, you're on a 2-14 team. How about you shut up?
Were you here when Kyle Turley was here?
Oh, yeah.
He was a wild card,
too.
Yeah,
he was, yeah.
God, Richie Incogni, I'll never forget that story. Give me my father's head.
Did you consider
wild guy.
Threat for Miller?
Did Wilt Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 660, he's a slot corner, not a boundary corner.
Mm. Thanks, Coach. I don't know what that means.
I mean, he did both last year.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. I mean, just wait until, a team like Cleveland has to play Trent McDuffie. He'll probably pick off Deshaun Watson twice. You never know.
Looking at Darrell Revis here,
internet
his numbers.
Outages.
Oh, yeah.
We got the
internet
outages.
We don't have the
Watson
drop anymore. It's gone.
Thanks, Coach.
Wait, let me find it. Sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Watson! Yes!
There you go.
One of the best cornerbacks of the 21st century, Darrell Revis. Most interceptions he had in a season, 6. After that, 0. 4. 1. 2. 2. 1.
Yeah, because nobody throws
picks.
To him.
No one throws to you.
Because
he
created an island.
Yeah.
Well, it's like this guy doesn't have a lot of sacks. He gets double-teamed every play.
Yeah.
In fact, the last time somebody threw to him, it was Marcus Mariota. Went off his face, and then they cut him. Never mind.
Right. That's it.
Oh, no.
Sorry for the bad memories. We can laugh at him now because it doesn't matter anymore.
Can you remember, though, Darrell Revis? Like, he was a Chief.
Yes.
I was so hyped when we got him. I was like, yeah, Revis.
Revis is like, he put down the tapioca at the home and is like, who? All right.
Kansas City. Who do they got?
Yeah.
Alex Smith.
All right. What the hell? I'll go. See what this is all about. Yeah. That was one of those guys that probably should have stayed at the home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because then that ball went off his face mask and they caught it. And then Derek Johnson had the worst call in NFL history.
Oh, my God. DJ.
I remember when that call happened. I promise you. I remember when that call happened. I looked over to the left. Brad Fanning was sitting next to me. I said, this game's over.
Yeah.
And he said, what? I said, Brad, I've seen this too many times and I know what's coming.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. Because the previous year, I was at the game as well. Pittsburgh, no fuels. You can laugh at those times.
Right.
Now you can be excited because it's just... Because
they're over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
I was living in Nashville during that time. I had to go to school the next day. It was the worst.
Brutal.
It was terrible.
Awful.
Yeah. It was great.
What's up, nerd?
Yeah.
Hey,
you're a Chiefs fan. We kicked your ass with Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, well, at least I have a baseball team.
Yeah.
For now.
What do they throw on the ice there at the hockey game? Fish?
Yeah, catfish.
Catfish, yeah.
Which you got to bring that thing in.
You think of noodling for the catfish down there?
It's the best.
You ever go noodle?
Absolutely not. Oh. That's harm to animals.
Isn't that what it's called, noodling, where you stick your arm
in a nest?
Yeah, and you and rip out fish.
Yeah, it's like illegal everywhere except Oklahoma. That should tell you.
No, I thought Missouri you were going to. I think they can noodle in Missouri,
depends
right?
Depends on how south you go, I think.
I think it is, yeah. So south of I-70, it's legal. North of I-70, we're questionable.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, you want to stick your arm in a fish hole and get bit down? Fine.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Some people use their legs, some people use their arm.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
It seems
like a fictitious thing to me. And speaking of fictitious, I saw this conversation the other day on Twitter, and they were building their all-fictitious football team. Seems kind of interesting because we're all moviegoers. Mm-hmm. We all lived in, we're all like, honestly, it's weird about this. We're all three different decades here.
Right.
40s,
oh, yeah?
30s, 20s, right?
Right.
So you grew up watching football movies that maybe Bob didn't watch. I watched some that maybe you didn't watch. So give me your top two fictional football characters. Text line, you're a part of it. It's Friday. It's
Fry-yay.
You know?
Is that like Fro-yo?
What's Fro-yo?
Frozen yogurt.
Oh, that's a thing? They call
really?
It
Really? Yeah,
oh,
Fro-yo.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
You didn't know that?
I thought it was called gelato.
Completely different.
Gelato is a completely different thing.
What's custard?
What's going on?
Totally different than gelato. Custard's custard. Gelato's gelato. Ice cream's ice cream. Soft serve, soft serve.
Yeah.
Hard ice cream is hard ice cream.
So why don't you just call it frozen yogurt? And
because it's yogurt that is frozen. They shorten it because that's where we live. L-O-L, R-O-L-M-A-F-O, Y-K-Y-K-Y-K, I-Y-K-Y-K, Yola, like all of this stuff.
Those are acronyms, though.
Yeah. So it's kind of fro-yo. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by TCBY.
Right, the country's best yogurt. We don't have those anymore. Those,
we used to.
Remember, people thought that was healthy.
They thought it was ice cream, too, until you told them it was yogurt. We tricked my grandmother because she's like, I don't eat frozen yogurt.
You don't know, lady.
And I was like, hey, well, you know, we should go get a frozen yogurt cake from TCBY and give it to her. And yeah. She ate it. She's like, this is so good. And when we delivered the news, she just went upstairs and shut the door.
Yeah, she thought it was soft serve
she's
or something.
Like, turned your backs on me. Sorry, man.
But they peddled that stuff as like a healthy alternative to ice creams. We know Newman and Jerry gained all that weight from it. It was no good. But
no, your top two fictional football players of all time. You go first, Mr. Fesco.
All right, I got three, actually. Okay. I've got Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump was one of the tremendous fictional football players of all time down at Alabama. Bobby Boucher, you know, because he was a hitting machine. And then I wrap it up with Al Bundy. I mean, nobody else has scored four touchdowns in one high school game. And I got to say, in my opinion, a little bit Al Bundy, kind of, sort of, little bit in a small way, reminds me of Jay Binkley.
You know, Binkley's on the cover of ESPN the magazine.
The body issue?
Mm-hmm. I've always said, I don't know if you know this or not, we said this on After Hours for years, I would love to do a 6-10 the body issue calendar.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it sells.
Yeah, I think it would.
What would cover your member? Headphones?
No.
Because you know, they always do that, and that's not like anything weird. That's how they do the photo. Like, I think Aaron Donald 1 year just had a football, intimidated the hell out of me.
Yeah. Maybe a baseball cap.
Downwards or upwards?
I'd have to think about it.
Mac, who are your two favorite fictional football players of all time?
Yeah, I'm piggybacking on Gump for sure. Just so good. Well, honestly, one of the best fictional athletes of all time. I mean, he ran forever.
What do you mean fictional?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah,
Bob.
He met presidents. He came up with Have a Nice Day.
He drank Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you're right.
He came up with the Just same, Do It.
He came up with the same blank happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I think I'll go home now. Because I always called Alex Gump, because that first combine that we did, he looked like Forrest Gump running.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And I invested in some fruit company, and now I mow their lawns for free. So you went Forrest Gump. Who else?
Uncle Rico.
Nice.
Napoleon Dynamite. See that mountain over there? Bet you I can throw over it.
We can call John Kreis anytime you want and get him on the show. He's a friend of the show. Yeah, he's like a Chiefs fan. One time we had him on, I was like, hey, here's my number. Call me anytime. I'm like, all right.
I will take him up on that.
I saw he's doing like a minor league promotion this weekend in, you know, some Ashtabula, Montana or someplace like that. You know, I think he's going to try to throw like a baseball over a mountain.
Yeah. He took a flank stake and hit somebody right in the face with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Napoleon Dynamite. John Hader, your career gone.
And not fictional, but real, and it seems like fictional. Derrick Henry in high school, over 12,000, over 7,000 rushing
those
yards.
Those are not fun to watch if your kid was on the opposing team.
So what do you enjoy watching more, those or the Randy Moss high school videos?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. He's literally running over kids' dreams.
Yeah,
Randy Moss just wide open down the field.
Could you imagine being on the other team trying to line up, going, I got to do what now?
Guess what?
Yeah, I'm out.
Dusty has a leg injury.
Right.
Dusty's got a leg.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've got nothing. I'm out.
Yeah. My two, of course, come at no surprise. They're random. Willie Steeman Beeman.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Love that guy. They call me Willie. And then my other one is Nigel Gruff. For those of you that don't know who Nigel Gruff is, he's the kicker from The Replacements.
Okay.
He's the Welsh.
Nice.
Yeah, he's the Welsh kicker that is hanging a dart, which... there's a lot of me that wishes we saw a player like this. He hangs a dart in the middle of a football game.
We did. His name was Len Dawson.
Yeah, but that way he wasn't a kicker. Like, there's a lot, I don't know, just like a game on the line, guys stressing the hell out, takes a dart out there, puts it out, just hold
Mike
the football.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, he smoked?
Oh, God, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, before player introductions, he always used to burn a dart, put the cigarette out, they announce his name, he run out.
I had no idea.
Oh, Vrabel, an all-time smoker. One of the best. Yeah.
913-586-7610. Who are your favorite two fictional football athletes? Aseel Tyree from the comebacks.
Yeah.
ACL tears, how you say it out loud, but he goes by Aseel Tyree. Bobby Boucher from Waterboy. Varsity Blues, banana split guy. Can't keep him out of it. Okay. Yeah, that's Darcy. She does the Sunday.
Yep. A lot of people coming in with Shane Falco on the list
Footsteps
as well.
Falco.
Yeah. From the Replacements, Radio coming in. That's an interesting one. Radio's a good one. Al Bundy, not Al Buddy.
Radio? Why is Radio a fiction? Okay. Wasn't he a real athlete? Wasn't he a real person, but not an athlete?
Well, so was Al Bundy.
Not in, like, real life, though.
Johnny Unitas coming in. He was a fictional athlete as well.
Stephen Willie Beeman on there.
Yep.
Johnny Utah. Paul Crewe from the, Burt Reynolds' name from the...
He comes out
in the original.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds, I bet, had himself a time back in the day, right?
Speaking of Burt, yeah.
Like, he was with Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, he was Knight Rider, too. No, that was David Hasselhoff.
Which is huge in Germany still.
This is how... where the decades go, like, you bring up Lonnie Anderson, I see Burt Reynolds, and I think of Kindergarten Cop. I think of Cop and a Half.
Okay.
Like, that's the only, that and Striptease. Those are the only two movies I remember Burt Reynolds being in as a kid. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you anything Burt Reynolds was in other than the Golden Girls as a cameo.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in, like, the Fast and the Furious or Meatballs or something? Like,
he took one hell of a photo on a rug.
What, Cannonball Run? Was that what Burt Reynolds was in? I don't know.
I only know Cop and a Half and Striptease.
Okay,
I
mean, there you go.
What comes after L? Bo. That was the line of the movie. You give your friend a little,
great.
Can't wait for you to be on the plane. Hey, what comes after L? Bo. Smokey and the Bandit with,
what it was, Smokey and the Bandit. I knew there was
Forrest,
like,
Gump's mom before the principal.
Yeah.
Sally Field, shout it out. Becky O'Shea, the Icebox. Yeah, no kidding.
Adam Sandler from The Longest Yard, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I think that's Johnny.
Bill Daughtry from King of the Hill. That's a good.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.